Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Today we have a very special guest. Some of you may have heard of him. He's an amazing content creator and he has more than 1 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. Our guest today is Nathaniel Drill. I am a big fan, truly. I love his work and his YouTube channel is incredible. I reached out to Nathaniel and I invited him to be on the podcast and he kindly agreed. One of the most beautiful things that this podcast has brought to me is to be able to connect and communicate with so many people that I really admire. I'm so thrilled that I got the opportunity to chat with Nathaniel and to record this conversation. Here are some of the things we talk about in this episode. The musicality of foreign language, having unique experiences when speaking a new language, the importance of prioritizing when learning so you can communicate faster, using foreign language to connect with people, the importance of listening to your target language. Do we need to learn all the words, phrases, and expressions before speaking a foreign language? Nathaniel shared with us a little bit about his experience learning French, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese. If you are interested in knowing more about his process of learning foreign language, you can check out his course. In partnership with Johnny Harris, Nathaniel created the Ultimate Language Learning Guide, which is a 3.5-hour class where they teach a language learning method that is practical, science-based, and optimized for actual speaking. The link to the course is in the show notes. I had a wonderful time talking with Nathaniel, and I'm really sure that you guys are gonna love this episode. Before getting to the interview with Nathaniel, let's hear a message from another listener of the podcast. As some of you may know, on season 4, I launched a new segment on the show. This segment is for you, the listener. If you would like to participate in the podcast, this space is for you. I want you guys to share your voice and your message. So, if you are interested in participating, feel free to send me a message on social media, okay? Today's listener is Alina. I'm so glad that Alina is participating on the podcast. I really admire her. She speaks 6 languages, which is remarkable. I had a chance to chat with her a few times through our online group calls. Alina, thank you so much for participating on the podcast and for being a listener. I really appreciate it. Oh, one last thing I forgot to mention. In this episode, you will hear some phrases in Portuguese. Nathaniel shared a message for our Portuguese listeners. I included the translation of his message in the show notes so you guys can check it out, okay? Also, there are 3 phrases that he randomly said during the interview and I thought that would be cool to share with you right now. This is Portuguese segment with Charles. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so at the beginning of the episode, Nathaniel said, "Olá, galera." I will translate this as "Hello everyone." Also, at some point he said "Mas claro." I would translate this as "Of course." And the last thing he said, "Muito obrigado," which means "Thank you." Okay, that's it. I hope you guys liked to learn a little bit about my native language. Now, here is Alina.
Hello everybody, I am literally happy for the opportunity to participate on the podcast and to share my feedback. My name is Alina, I'm originally from the Republic of Moldova, a small Eastern European country, but now I've been living in Quebec province of Canada for almost 16 years. I'm a certified translator, I speak 6 languages and I'm fond of languages. I've come across this podcast this year during the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge run by Stephanie, the English coach. By the way, Stephanie is one of Charles' guests in Season 2, Episode 5. To begin with, what caught my attention was the fact that the podcast is hosted by a non-native English speaker, which I would have never imagined as being possible, and that's phenomenal. Hats off, Charles, for your dedication and hard work. I truly believe that this is a much needed tool for any English learner, whether they are at a beginner or more advanced level. I recommend listening to it if you are looking to level up your English, to meet inspiring and intriguing English teachers, and you are eager to absorb their tips on the most effective ways to learn faster, to become a fluent English speaker, or to unlock your English and become more confident. I appreciate each episode I listened to so far, because every guest has a unique personality, plenty of advice to give away, and brings to the table their remarkable insights on the learning process. Not only will you get your dose of inspiration, but you will also pick up new vocabulary by listening to the episodes and analyzing them, as I do, when time permits. One valuable thing I learned through the podcasts that stands out is this one. Turn your English learning into an enjoyable activity and make a habit of surrounding yourself with English content through watching movies, series, YouTube videos, listening to podcasts, interacting with people on forums or any other platforms, and eventually working your way up to become a happy English speaker. Congratulations, Charles, on your achievement and your dream come true. You rock. I'm looking forward to new episodes and I wish you all the best.
Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today I'm so thrilled to have Nathaniel Drill on the show. Hello Nathaniel, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Hola galera! No, just kidding. This is great. Yeah, I'm excited to do this with you. Thanks for inviting me on here.
Awesome. Nathaniel and I, we were speaking a little bit in Portuguese before recording this episode. And actually, this is the first time that I was speaking in Portuguese before recording an episode of the podcast. And I have interviewed a lot of people from Brazil.
Really? You just spoke immediately in English with them.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that weird? Wouldn't you prefer to speak both of your mother tongue first?
I don't know. I never thought about that, if it was weird. But I usually start already speaking in English just to get in the mood, I guess.
I get afraid for the future when I don't want to live in a world where English is the only language that's spoken. And, you know, more and more people are learning it. It makes sense because it's become the international language, right? But I get afraid when I hear like Germans speak to each other in English or Brazilians speak to each other in English. And I'm like, are these languages going to die out in the future? I really want to fight to protect as much as I can, you know.
Yes, I hope not. I don't think it's gonna happen because, I don't know, at least Brazil is huge and so diverse. And
yeah,
unfortunately, here in Brazil, the reality of people who are able to speak in English is kind of bad because only 1, 2, 3% of the population are able to communicate using English, which is a language.
Only 3%? No, it's gotta be higher than that.
No, I'm not kidding.
Where did you see that?
In some research.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Because, last year, I was preparing myself to start teaching English online, and the course that I was doing always would mention that in Brazil, there is this huge marketing to teach people English because there are not too many people who are able to speak fluently. But nowadays, I am kind of glad to see that a lot of people from Brazil trying to learn on social media, which is really...
I think a lot of younger people are, for sure. I just hope that it's not just English, you know what I mean? It would be great for people people to learn, you know, English is a great language to speak. Very, very useful, very important, but it would be great to not stop there. And I think that's one of the challenges a lot of people face is, you know, once you know English, you stop learning other languages. And I think that just makes me, again, a little bit sad. So I fight against that, especially as an essentially native English speaker, to try to show that, you know, there actually is value in learning other languages. So.
Yes. And after, I'm still in the learning process of English, but something...
You speak great. That, it's, oh, you have a wonderful level in English. So
thank you so much. Yeah. So this makes me realize that it is possible, because I was a person who didn't believe in myself. I thought that learning a new language was too hard.
Yeah.
But now that I'm able to communicate in using English, I can say that it is possible. And this makes me excited to learn more languages, which I think it's really cool.
Yeah, so, what would you learn next?
I'm attempting to learn Japanese.
Japanese?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm watching anime.
Oh my God. Wow, yeah, that's good. No, I think that's awesome.
Yes, I would love to learn Spanish as well.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier, but you should go for it.
Yes. Okay, so guys, if you are not familiar with Nathaniel Drill, he's an amazing content creator. I've been following him on social media and on YouTube for a while, and I knew that he's really passionate about language learning, and he was so kind to accept my invitation to be here. And oh, the way that I would describe your YouTube channel is like you are experimenting life and documenting it and putting out there in such a relatable way. And it's so amazing. I think you are an incredible storyteller and filmmaker. So I'm so thrilled to have you here today.
Muito obrigado. Thank you. That means a lot.
So, okay. My first question here is, could you please introduce yourself? Is there something that you would like to add?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can add anything after that insane introduction. That was very kind of you. Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of, I find a lot of meaning sharing and telling stories of my life and my experiences and whatnot. It's as much, if anything, it's entirely for myself, you know? It's as much for me as for anybody else, because in a sense, telling stories and documenting my experiences is my way of making sense of like what I'm experiencing and what I'm living, you know what I mean? And it's a way for me to kind of navigate what can sometimes feel like a chaotic or overwhelming world. And I think I just have this really strong desire to connect with people and to learn about the world. And so I think that's sort of where the passion for languages comes from. You know, it's this amazing way to unlock new doors and to have these really unique experiences that you can't have any other way, you know? Yeah. And there's something incredible about how the brain can decode a new language, a new essentially set of words and phrases and sounds and expressions and cultural references. And that, like, if you really stick with the process, you suddenly have this new way of seeing the world. So, you know, yeah, I try to share that kind of excitement with you know, things that I create on YouTube and elsewhere on the internet.
I love that, because we were talking before the idea of being able to use a new language to connect and communicate with people from different cultures, from different backgrounds, that maybe you would never had this experience if you haven't learned a new language, right?
Yeah.
And oh, you have, like, I'm gonna put this in the description of this episode, but you have like a whole playlist of some videos where you share your journey with Portuguese, with Italian, and French. So for people to see and to know more about you and your work and how you learn language. But I would love to explore a little bit about your process of learning language. When did you start learning language?
Yeah, great question. So I had a desire to speak foreign languages since as far as I can remember. Technically, my first language was actually Spanish, but I felt like I lost it completely because when I started going to school, I was like, I don't know, 3-4 years old, right? And everything was suddenly in English. And up to that point, everything was in Spanish, but my parents are both bilingual and they spoke fluent English and they work in English. And so everything started to be in English. And they didn't believe in forcing the language on me or anything like that. So I kind of lost the ability to speak and to communicate. And it felt like this huge loss, like this huge cultural loss. And So I remember throughout childhood, and then more so in adolescence, really, as I entered kind of teenage years, I had this really strong desire to be able to speak Spanish, you know, and reconnect with family and my ancestors and whatnot. But through like a variety of twists and turns, I ended up going to France on exchange as a way to essentially not spend time in the American high school system, which I really didn't like at all. And so that was my opportunity to just suddenly live in a new country and be flung into a new language. And I took it head on. I spent the entire year avoiding English at all costs. And that helped me really, really kind of absorb and integrate French to the point where I was dreaming in French and I was, you know, just thinking and reflecting in French and writing in French and all of it, you know. And I had a little bit of trouble speaking English when I came back, actually. Like, it's not like I forgot the language, but it was rusty. It was weird. I was like, oh, I kind of am not feeling as loose in this language. And so that was eye-opening. I was 16. I turned 17 that year. When I came back, I was like, well, that was incredible. How can I do it again? So I ended up, I studied Spanish on my own, just personally. And then I went and spent a few months in Argentina and really kind of solidified my Spanish. And I think every time you learn a new foreign language, it gets easier. You start to kind of understand the process. You learn how to learn. And so a couple years later, I really started to take Italian more seriously. So I experimented with that, you know, and seeing how much I could learn in short periods of time. So I really, really focused and started just forcing myself to speak, you know, and then moved to Italy for a little while. And then last year, I wanted to continue the process. It's so exciting for me. And since we couldn't travel in 2020, one way for me to sort of intellectually travel was by studying Portuguese and absorbing Portuguese music and talking with Portuguese friends. So that was really cool. And I think now into the future, there's other languages that I'd love to learn. I haven't learned a whole lot of German, but just some words and phrases. And I haven't gone deep with a new language just yet, but I'd like to try something maybe entirely unrelated, like Japanese or Arabic or something. And I'm very curious about sign language. I think that would be an amazing way to communicate as well. It's just mesmerizing when I watch people sign to each other. So yeah, that's kind of the journey. I kind of went very briefly through it. There's a lot that happened over that period of time.
Yes.
But yeah, so go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I was just wanna ask you if you could like dive in a little bit in your process. You have a really amazing YouTube video where you mention about your process. The name of this YouTube video that I'm talking about is The Fastest Way to Learn a New Language, The Solar System Theory. I love this approach of language learning, and for sure I'm gonna use it. Something that I love is the idea that learning a new language doesn't need to be boring, and you talk a lot about it. You mentioned that the whole point is to communicate and use the language with people. And okay, so could you talk a little bit about your process of learning this language? It was all the same, each one of these languages?
No, yeah, so that's a great question. So I've kind of refined my methods every new language that I've learned. So when I did my exchange in France, I had no idea what I was doing. I just was flung into it. And there's so many things that I did incredibly inefficiently. I was just trying to absorb everything, you know? And I really think that's normal. I mean, it's just what you have to kind of go through if you don't prepare at all to learn a new language, which is fine. I mean, it was its own kind of unique, incredible experience. But after having gone through that, when I started studying like Spanish and really trying to absorb Spanish, I started to shift my approach, where I was kind of realizing like, okay, I don't actually have to learn every word and phrase and expression in this language. It would be cool to be able to know everything, but I'm not necessarily going to dedicate my entire life to studying this language. So how can I start to learn how to communicate with the people more quickly by focusing on the things that are most useful, the most useful words and phrases and expressions, and then kind of going from there? Like you can always expand and learn more, right? But let's just focus on the building blocks, the basics. In a sense, it's actually like dancing, okay? It's kind of like salsa, all right? Where if you have the basics down, it becomes a lot easier to just start dancing with a new person, and then you can kind of, you know, be spontaneous and experiment and do new moves, right? But if you don't have the basics down, it's like you can't do anything, right? Like you don't have that, like the steps, right? So it's very similar to that. And I could make an endless amount of analogies. I use the solar system as my way to sort of conceptualize this, where you start at the very center with the most useful words and phrases that just keep coming up. You'll just notice that certain words come up over and over and over again. If you train yourself to look for those and focus on those first, you're covering a lot more area in a lot less time. So in with Spanish, I started to develop that process a little bit more. And then when I wanted to learn Italian, I had watched this video from Tim Ferriss. Are you familiar with Tim Ferriss?
No.
He wrote The 4-Hour Work Week, which I actually haven't read, but I really enjoyed his podcast, and he's done a bunch of really cool YouTube videos. And he's actually talked about his own language learning experiences and experiments. And he sort of planted the seeds in my head of like this whole idea of the 80-20 rule, Pareto principle, sort of prioritizing, right? Like prioritize the things in the language that are going to cover your bases and help you communicate yourself a lot faster, instead of just learning random words and phrases and expressions, right? So he planted that seed in my head. And I was like, well, that's really cool. I'd love to try it. And since I love to just kind of look at my life as a series of experiments, I was like, I mean, what do I have to lose? I'm going to try and see how much Italian I can learn in a week. And here's the thing. I had been kind of dabbling a little bit here and there with Italian for a while. Like, it wasn't a new thing. I remember I had kind of tried the method, but sort of half-assed. So I printed out the top thousand words in the language, and was kind of like, you know, once in a while, a couple times a month, I'd kind of go through and like look at it and try and memorize the words, but I wasn't really getting anywhere. I didn't feel like I could communicate or create full sentences or express myself. So when I was in Mexico, I was like, all right, I'm going to commit a full, really intense week, like 40, 50 hours. Like, this is going to be my full-time job for a week. And I'm going to just try to listen to podcasts. I was memorizing lists of words and conjugation and trying to prioritize. And then I would like do the audio messages of those most important words and phrases. And I would listen to them when I would run, and I would listen to them before I go to bed. And I was just like absorbing. I was trying to emulate that experience when you're in a foreign country and you have no choice but to start to learn the language, or you just cannot communicate with the people. So I went through that week, and at the end, I was very nervous, you know, to talk to my Italian friend. But I was actually having a conversation. Like, it was incredible to me. Like, I was so excited. I suddenly felt like I could see the light. Like, obviously I was making mistakes, and there were lots of awkward pauses, and, you know, I was missing a lot of words, right? You can't learn everything in a week. That's insane. But it was also insane, the amount of progress that I made in that time. And so from there, I had suddenly this boost of confidence, and suddenly I felt like, okay, I can actually, like, if I keep working at this, I can actually really speak this language. So I kept going, and I rode that kind of wave. And by the time I arrived in Italy, like 6 months later or whatever, 4 months later, I was able to communicate with the people, and it was so much fun. It was just like, that was exactly why I learned the language, because Italians are so fun to talk to. They speak with their hands. They're very expressive. They're very energetic, you know? And so it was just a blast. And for me, that was what that was about. It's not about memorizing lists of words or being, you know, knowing every word or expression in a language. There's still tons of words and phrases and expressions that I'm learning in all languages, even sometimes in English, you know? So that really kind of shifted. Like, it started to really have like kind of my own method, if you will, right? And then I just tried to refine it further and explain it further when I did the Portuguese a year or two later. Like, I guess I did that in 2019, early 2019. And so in 2020, about a year later, I did the Portuguese experiment. And that was, again, just a week of really intensely trying to absorb as much Portuguese as possible. And, you know, I think I keep refining my methods more and more every single time, and explaining more and more how I do it. But later in the year, and I released this in December, I believe, with Johnny, I finally made this 3.5 hour long class really going in depth on how to do this, you know, from beginning to end, you know, how to think about prioritizing and making a language a lot less scary and overwhelming to learn. And so we called it the Ultimate Language Learning Guide. And that's available on Brighttrip. It's Johnny Harris's platform for online classes. So if you go to brighttrip.com/language, I believe, you'll find it. Or I have the link on my website. But that was finally, with his help, I took the time to really break down the method more and more, because it just seemed like everybody had so many questions about it. And it's very different from how how you learn languages in school, you know, because we're told that you need years and years to be able to start to speak to somebody, right? And you're kind of humiliated every time you make a mistake. And in reality, that's not how life works, right? You know, if you are in a market and you don't know exactly how to say something correctly, but you can say a few words, that could make an enormous difference in your interaction with somebody, right? And what really matters is that underlying exchange, the underlying connection that you make, you know, and all the details, they can be fixed over time, right? Like you can always improve how you conjugate certain verbs or whatever, but the idea is to get up and running and communicating as fast as possible, because, you know, if you're visiting somewhere, it's so much better to be able to say something instead of nothing, you know? So
yes, I watched the video that you did and also that Johnny Harris did about some of the methods, the strategies and everything that you guys put together in this course. And this is basically the whole idea that you talked about, is that to learn a new language, you should have a goal to be able to use the language to connect with people, not just memorizing things. And I had like the most reality of people here in Brazil. We go through school and then after that, we cannot speak one word in English. And guess what I did after I graduated from high school? I started doing one course and it was like 1 hour per week. And I thought that I would become fluent in 1 hour per week. And we would just learn grammar and doing exercises over and over again. And it was so boring for me. I wasn't motivated. So I really tried. I went to another English school and it was like the same. I was just learning grammar, doing exercises, and we would ended up speaking in Portuguese because it was more comfortable. But this idea that you don't have to learn and know everything before to start using the language. As you mentioned, you can use, like, you can learn the basic amount of words that it's going to take you to have like a basic conversation.
And here's the amazing thing. You know, what we forget about entirely is the importance of listening. You know, children, the way they learn languages is by listening and imitating, right? They sort of parrot back to you what they're hearing, right? And that is such a brilliant way to learn languages, right? Because it's, you kind of observe and you imitate. You're kind of like following what the people around you are saying. Like, you know, if you hear an expression and you hear the tonality and whatnot, those are the things that I'm paying attention to. When we talk about, there's so many people that are like, well, wait, what about grammar? Yeah, you know, grammar is important, but there's sort of a musicality to language. And by listening, you can train your ear to be able to tell when something sounds right and when it doesn't sound right. So you get to this point where it's like, oh, shoot, I said something that doesn't sound quite right. That didn't sound fully correct. You know, maybe I can correct that. You know, like, was that correct? You can ask a native person or check with a teacher or something like that, right? And I think that is really, really valuable, really, really powerful, instead of getting worried about following rules and, oh, this is an exception and all of that, you know? Because when you speak a language and you're fluent in it, you're not even thinking about the rules and the exceptions and whatnot. You're kind of, there's sort of like this musicality that you kind of go to, you know? So like, you know, I don't know, if I want to say, like, in Portuguese, for example, like, gostei muito, right? I'm not thinking, okay, past tense, gostar, you know, it has to be conjugated. It's me, so gostei, right? It's just, I'm just immediately, that's just something I've heard, right? Yes. Adorei, right? Like, I've heard people say certain words, certain phrases in certain situations, and I just repeat it. I just start parroting it back. And even if I get it wrong, maybe it's a little bit off, at least I'm getting 75% of the way there, right? I'm using the right verb or whatever. And then the right conjugation can be kind of fixed over time. But having fear, thinking, oh my God, I have to have all of the grammar right before I start to be able to speak, you'll never iron out those wrinkles and get to that level of fluency. I mean, like, look at you. You're a great example of this, aren't you?
Yes.
You, before you even felt fully fluent in English, you made this podcast. So you're speaking to thousands of listeners.
Yes.
And it's your way of getting even better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree, because I don't have like a really, I don't don't have a really profound knowledge of writing and grammar because I never paid too much attention to learn by using books and books and books because I'm not even a reader. But the one thing that I did a lot when I started to learn by myself, because I thought that, no, these courses, I'm not learning anything. The traditional way has failed us, at least me, because I'm not motivated. And so I decided to do the things that I liked the most. I started enjoying the process. Just listen music in English. I'm just gonna watch movies and TV series in English. Then I started to listen to a lot of podcasts. And sometimes when I have to write something, I didn't write too much, but I know that if I wrote something and if I say it loud, I can tell, oh, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah. And I've actually seen you do it multiple times, even just in this conversation. And maybe I could point it out, you know, when it happens again. I think it's amazing. It's like you say it and you're like, oh, wait, no, hold on. I know how to say this correctly. That wasn't quite right. You know, because it's the music. You're listening to the music of the language.
And it's so weird because recording this podcast, you have no idea how much I improved my communication skills in general. Just by recording my voice and by interacting with people, I think this is the key for learning a new language. And I'm 100% sure when I start to learn a new language, the first thing that I'm going to start doing is to try to find someone else who have an interaction. To use the language since day one, which is the total opposite that my English learning journey, because it was so different. I avoid to speak for so long, but now with the other language, I'm going to start to try to use the language with other people, to connect with people and to have fun, which is really important.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I think it's, you know, I say this a lot and I said this to you before we started recording, but, you know, I learn languages to use them. You know, I only learn languages to be able to communicate and connect with people or consume art or to read something somebody wrote. You know, it's always about human interactions, human exchanges. So I don't care about learning lists of words and, you know, mastering every conjugation, you know, and I think my focus has always been on the experience because I think language is experiential. And so I totally agree. Like, I love that. I think you totally should have somebody to be able to use a language with, because there's nothing more exciting to me than learning a bunch of words or whatever, building blocks to be able to express yourself, and then taking that and actually expressing yourself. You know, you're taking these individual words that don't really mean much by themselves and creating something with it, something that has meaning, you know, a sentence or a remark or a comment about how you feel about something or how something makes you feel. That is super exciting to me, you know?
Yeah, I was so surprised. Guys, Nathaniel started this conversation speaking with me in Portuguese and I was so surprised.
Es claro.
It was so nice to chat with you a little bit in Portuguese, and I can totally see the way that you express yourself talking about language learning. You are really passionate about it.
Can I say a couple of things in Portuguese really quick right now?
Yes. We have a lot of people from Brazil listening.
Okay, so I'll just briefly say, o ano passado comecei a aprender o português, mas parei de estudar porque não tenho a oportunidade de viajar neste momento. Não posso passar tempo no Brasil. Mas cada vez que tenho a oportunidade de dizer algo, alguma coisa em português com um brasileiro ou alguém do Portugal, posso dizer aproveito da oportunidade. Tenho que dizer algo, porque é especial. You know, it's unique, it's special to be able to say something to somebody in their mother tongue. You know, and you kind of connect with them in a different way. And I think it always has to do with respect. You know, people are always like, wow, you did not have to say that in my language, but you did. You know, that means you respect me and my culture. And that is what I like to convey always when I'm saying something. So even if I'm making mistakes or whatever, it's a little bit choppy or whatever. Like I said, cada vez que tenho a oportunidade de dizer algo com um brasileiro, I do it.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. And I'm sure that people from Brazil, they are gonna love it. And I think this is, I mean, this is something that I always preach. And I think that everyone should learn a new language, because truly, this is life changing. Being able to learn a new language, to connect with someone from the other side of the world, and to know about their culture, the way that they live. It's so amazing and awesome. Okay, so we are most wrapping things up. The next question: what opportunities and experiences learning a new language brought to you?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so there's so much I could say about this. I really can't even imagine my life without having learned foreign languages, because to give a little bit of context, I live in Paris right now, and I had no desire to live in the United States at this present moment in time. And so I've had so many experiences in Mexico, in Italy, in France, in Argentina, making friends, making connections, just living life, you know, eating different kinds of food, being in different places, that have sort of shaped me. And they've all been possible thanks to the languages that I speak. So it's hard to even answer this question, because I would say my entire life, you know, but I can say that I got this really cool opportunity to shoot and direct a docuseries in Spanish in the Latin, you know, in the Spanish speaking world. So Latin America and Spain as well, thanks to the fact that I could speak Spanish. And so that was 6 months of traveling and working and doing a really cool, really unique project that gave me a lot of confidence as I was kind of establishing myself as a filmmaker before I was going full on with YouTube, you know. So that's a great example right there, you know. And I think just being able to talk to my grandparents in Spanish, and gosh, so many things, so many things.
I would like to mention, guys, there is a video. It's so special, that video. It's so nice to see that video of you talking with your grandmother. She speaks, I don't know, six, five, I don't know, a lot of languages.
A lot of languages, yeah.
It was so fascinating. And I showed that video to my mom, because my mom, it's always amazed that I can speak English or one language. And she always say, oh no, it's too hard, I'm too old. And then I showed her, look at that video. This old lady.
Polyglot. Oh, old lady, yeah, my grandma, yeah, yeah.
Is this offensive to say old lady?
I would say, no, you're not saying it in an offensive way. You could say this older lady. This older woman
is speaking a lot of languages, and this is that video is incredible. You guys should watch it.
So guess what? I was actually able to capture another conversation with her, and that'll be going out in the near future. So, wow. And we're going to answer some questions that I got a lot. Like, for example, a lot of people asked what language she dreams in, and she gave me a very interesting answer. So I'm not going to give it away just yet, but
I'm so curious. I know. I can't wait to watch it.
Like, yeah.
So let's wrap it up with the rapid fire questions segment.
Sure.
I have 8 questions here. You can answer them super quick, but feel free to expand in any of them. Number one, do you have a favorite food? If you have each one.
Okay. There's so many foods that I love to eat. In Argentina, my favorite has to either be empanadas or milanesa. Milanesa is like very thin meat. It could be beef or chicken, and it's breaded, and then it's either fried or, you know, you could do it in the oven, and I love it. It's so delicious. And in France, my favorite food is galette, which is like a salty crepe. And then, yeah, I love eating that with some cider. Oh, amazing.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite hobby?
I think my favorite hobby has got to be either photography, like street photography, or painting. Maybe more so now painting. Well, both of those I really enjoy. But because I kind of have started to make a living with photography, it's become a little bit more, you know, work. And painting has remained this thing that I don't make any money from, you know, and so I can just enjoy it. So
amazing. Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If you ask which one, or if this is too difficult to answer, you can say which is the last movie or series you have watched.
Yeah. So, okay. I can give you favorite recent series. I just watched The Mandalorian, and like, I would not describe myself as a huge Star Wars fan. I appreciate it for what it is. Obviously I didn't really like the latest movies. I don't think anybody did. Any anybody who cares about Star Wars didn't, you know, but I liked The Mandalorian way more than Star Wars. I think they did an incredible job with it. And so I just finished season two yesterday and I love it.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite song or band, if yes, which one? Or which is the last band or artist you listen to? You can choose.
Okay, so I have a few artists that are in my top five, but I'll give you one, okay? Mm-hmm. There's this artist, Devendra Banhart, that I'm a huge fan of. He's he's American Venezuelan or something like that. And so he does music in Spanish and English. And I just love his music so much.
Amazing. I'm going to check it out. Okay, next one. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one? Or which is the last book you read?
Right now, I'm listening to this book called On Writing by Stephen King. And it's about the process of writing. And it's a great listen or read for any wannabe author. Mm-hmm. So I'm really enjoying it.
Awesome. What have you done that you are most proud of?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I have an exact answer to that. I think there's certain small, you know, things that seem kind of small that I am really just proud of myself for having done. I think I'm proud of myself when I face my fears, you know. So whenever I choose to do something that's scary to me, I always look back on it with a sense of like, oh man, I'm really glad I did that, you know. So it could be as little as facing my fear of heights and doing something that kind of scares me a little bit. Or it could be, you know, I don't know. I remember doing stand-up comedy in French went during my exchange, and that was so scary. I was just like, I can barely keep up with these French people, and now I'm supposed to be funny on top of it. But I'm really, really proud of myself for having done it, even though I was very scared. So
that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Last one. Who has influenced your career or your language learning journey the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately my grandma plays a big role in that. So it's kind of easy for me on that one. But I think, you know, I don't know if it's a little bit difficult to give one single person credit. She definitely plays a big role, you know. But I think it's also every time I have a cool interaction with somebody in a language that I spoke and that I've learned that I now speak, it's so much fuel to continue that process. You know, so I'm kind of grateful for anybody who talks to me in a foreign language.
Amazing. Last question. Where can people find you online?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel that you mentioned earlier on, which I appreciate. You'll find it if you just look up Nathaniel Drew. Otherwise, I have a website where you can see you can follow all my projects. It's nathanieldrew.com. That's where I have links to all my classes, my newsletter. I have a tree planting project on there too, so you can check it out there. And yeah, that pretty much covers it. If you want to check me out on Instagram too, my handle is @NathanielDrew_. So thanks for asking.
Awesome. I'm going to put all these links in the show notes so you guys can connect with Nathaniel. So, Nathaniel, I cannot thank you enough for your time, for being here, taking time out of your day to record this interview with me. Truly, I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, man. I mean, this was really fun. I think your passion and excitement for language learning is so visible. It makes me excited. I really, really appreciate you inviting me on here. And I wish you the best of luck further learning English and other languages, Japanese, whatever it is that you choose to explore. And I also wish the best of luck to everybody listening on whatever language they're learning. I think it can definitely be an overwhelming, very tiring experience sometimes where you're like, oh my God, my brain is just exhausted right now. But for me, it has always been worth it. So
yes,
there you go.
It's really worth it, because if I have never learned English, I would never be having this conversation with
you. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you again. I really appreciate it. And please, if someday you come to Brazil, let me know. I would love
to. Absolutely. I definitely would love to. I've actually never been, and I'm dying to. So
awesome. So take care, and I wish you all the best, and I'll see you around.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. remember this. You don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.